tell you what, when you take over from Dr. Fox, it really is an experience. I mean, I've listened to Foxy for years, and he is a living legend. God bless him. He is a living legend. And I know I always kind of take the mickey out of him on the show, but, you know, it's a bit of a two-way thing, because he's always slagging me off the kit. But it's nice to come into his studio. I come and use his studio, the studio he was doing the jukeboxing and the chart, and this is what he leaves in the studio. There's a copy of Sunday magazine, the News of the World magazine, over here. There's a copy of Sunday Mirror. That's where I got my story from. There's a copy of the News of the World. And there's a copy of the Sunday Sport. You know, up until that point when I saw that, I thought I was the only jock who subscribed to the Sunday Sport on the station. But I'm not. But I'll tell you, the one thing which did surprise me, I didn't think he'd have a copy of Hamster Gazette Love Monthly. I thought that was just me and Neil Long who even heard of that magazine. But Foxy's obviously a subscriber.